Fleisch in our ranks, we shall no longer rest at ease, boasting of being rich and increased with goods and in need of nothing. Brothers and sisters, the delusion that has taken Laodicea is that we're doing a work for the Lord, but we're doing it in our own strength, in our own way, and using our own principles to carry it out. We think everything's fine. Isn't fine? The Lord hasn't changed. Not by power, not by strength, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We have to walk by faith in the power of the Spirit, no matter what work we're undertaking, and we must lay aside these human devisings that we so incorrectly think is the power of God. It's nothing more than Laodicean darkness. We talked about in our study how this work of purification, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the blotting out of sin, is on a continuum that corresponds to the work going on in the Most Holy Place. Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, page 59, says this. Well, suppose you are walking in the light, what then? Well, suppose you are walking in the light, what then? Why, your testimonies will be light. You will talk light, and all this evil surmising and evil speaking will be put away. You will talk, and we will not be thinking of ourselves and what others are doing, but what God and Jesus are doing. Well, what are they doing? They are cleansing the sanctuary. Well, we should be with Him in this work and cleansing the sanctuary of our souls of all unrighteousness, that our names may be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that our sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. It is the most solemn work that was ever given to mortals. Maranatha 2:49. From the Holy of Holies there goes on the grand work of instruction. The angels of God are communicating to men. Christ officiates in the sanctuary. We do not follow Him into the sanctuary as we should. Christ and angels work in the hearts of the children of men. The church above, united with the church below, is warring the good warfare upon earth. There must be a purifying of the soul here upon earth in harmony with Christ's cleansing of the sanctuary in heaven. Brothers and sisters, this purifying begins with us individually, but it goes on a continuum. His church will be purified at the Sunday law, and the work of purification continues on to those of His children that are in Babylon. The call to us is that we must finish this work of purification before the door is shut. In part 7, we talked about the scattering, the gathering, and we noted the overflowing scourge.